the final part of Sanjay Rath's workshop on nakshatras on CD2.
So, nice question somebody was asking downstairs. So, do we use this also to see something like autism? Answer is no. Autism is a mixture of two or more things. It's not just one thing pure. It's a certain amount of mismatch between brain and mind that I accept, plus something far more important, the 15th nakshatra of communication. Biggest problem with autism, the 15th nakshatra of communication. Autistic kids, they can't communicate. I thought 15 was communication. 17 is the follower. 15th is the communication. See, you want to make a mistake, you see somebody else's chart. You have to go through this whole thing again, step by step with each nakshatra, take somebody else's chart so that you learn the principles rather than just knowing for your chart.
So again,
it's always good to do it with somebody else's chart also.
The planet lord, these two, depending on their state, you have to read that as well. You know,
yes.
Is there an exaltation or debilitation?
This will show what your mind likes to dwell on. What is it that your mind likes to dwell on? What is the subject matter that you like to dwell on? The lord of this nakshatra.
And the brain one?
The brain one shows what is your mental capacity.
So if that can jump, these two lords?
That is superb. Or they have the same tattva, that is superb. This is really mental capacity. How much is your mental capacity? How intelligent are you? You don't see from Lagna itself. You see from this nakshatra. If the lord of Lagna nakshatra has a connection with the lord of the 23rd nakshatra from Lagna, it gives supreme intelligence. If the lord of the moon nakshatra is conjunct the 23rd nakshatra lord from the moon, or has a direct link between the two nakshatras, then of course it gives you the supreme mental control.
I have a question, not exactly relevant to this, because you said the first nakshatra, like the third count, this, then it was the 13th or 14th nakshatra, and then you started again, 15th. Took only
7. Why 7? We go on, count. 15th is house number 1, go on. 15th is first house.
Yes.
16th is?
7.
17?
Yes. 3rd.
18?
4.
Right. 19?
8.
19 is 5.
Yes.
20 is?
6.
Right. So 19, in nakshatra number 19 I was talking about guru, which is 5th house,
yes.
Knowledge. Then 16th I was talking about writing.
Yes.
6th house, the service.
Yes.
Then 21st nakshatra? 7th house.
Yes.
Who you sleeping with? Remember I used the word. Who you sleeping with?
Yes.
And here I'm talking about God, not a human being.
Yes.
So 21st nakshatra is the one you're sleeping with. 7th house.
Yes.
Then 22nd nakshatra is?
Yes.
8th house.
Okay.
22nd nakshatra is 8th house. And 23rd nakshatra is like the 9th house. That is why we are talking about your mind, about your manas capacity. It's like your other nature. It's like a trine. It's like the 9th house.
So any connection between those two planets in the chart, for instance, if there's an exchange or they're close together?
It shows that the brain and the mind are working well.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about the
25th. Yeah. So, we are. 23rd. Then we go to 24th. The 24th is?
11th.
Yeah, the 11th house. Because the 11th house is where you actually are the brain. Yeah. The 11th house. Because whenever I was talking about the brain, I'm talking of the 11th house. In Jyotish, it's a very important principle that planets in the 11th house have a direct impact on your brain. Like Ravana used to pray to Shiva. You know Ravan? He used to pray to Shiva that my son who is to be born, may Saturn be in his 11th house. If Saturn is in the 11th house, it gives you long life and the brains of the Brahmins. Unfortunately, Saturn went to his 12th house, so he died young.
How would you see children?
We'll come to that. Everything we're going to see from nakshatra. I need to understand myself and my outer world first, before I go into all these specifics. I didn't even talk of mother now. I haven't yet talked about mother. So we'll be, there is so much more in special nakshatras. There is a nakshatra for the mother, there is a nakshatra for children, there is a lot to it. Primarily, just as we counted, you will get 12 houses till nakshatra number 26. From 15 if you start, till 26 you will get 12 houses. 27th nakshatra is again the void. It doesn't have a house. Because that is God Himself. That is called the Shivalinga. That is why the word, it is a very special nakshatra, the 27th nakshatra. There is a word used for that. It is called Abhishek. And that word is always associated with Shiva, Devi, Devi subsequently, Vishnu subsequently. It's all about bathing. It's all about offering to God. What are you offering to God is the 27th nakshatra. Prayers can be of two types. Prayers done physically, outwardly, like a puja. You know, you organize a havan and you put things in the fire. Or you have a shivaling and you pour the milk and water on it. Physically when you do it, it is done from the lagna. The 27th nakshatra from the lagna is the one in which you are physically doing it. The 27th from the moon is your mental prayers. The nakshatra which carries your prayers to God is the 27th nakshatra. If a very powerful spiritual planet is connected with this nakshatra, it can carry your prayers to God. If a planet is sitting over there, you have to do Abhishek. It is compulsory. There are no options over here. That planet is in the form of Shiva.
This is from the Janma.
From the Janma Nakshatra or from Lagna Nakshatra?
Could be both.
Could be both.
What about if it's in the house but in a different nakshatra?
We are talking about nakshatras, not the house. Yes, that is why it is called Abhishek. What you offer to God is what you will get in your life. This is the important thing of the Shiva Puran. Abhishek, you know, you have seen a Shivalinga? It's like it has a base. Yoni, which we call the Yoni, and there is a circular globe kind of stone put on top, which is called Shiva. And we offer water. Why do we offer water on the Shivalinga? No. Cleansing. It's all about becoming clean. We are sinners, cleanse us. So what does it do by cleansing? It cools down your head. If you are not clean, your head is getting heated up. If you are clean, your head is cool and calm like the sadhus.
If this nakshatra indicates Shiva, then you should do Abhishek every year.
The 27th, these three nakshatras are very peculiar. 25, 26, 27. 25 is Brahma, 26 is Vishnu, 27 is Shiva. That is why 27... The 26th nakshatra is like the 12th house. Remember, we are just now doing the calculation of houses. Are you with me? We were doing the calculation of houses. Nakshatra number 26, right? That is, this nakshatra is like Vishnu. It is the 12th house. When you start from 15, you will end in 26 as the 12th house. So this is mapping onto the 12th house. So it is Vishnu. He is sustaining you. Your entire sustenance in this world is actually coming from this nakshatra. Every rupee, every pound that you have got in your life has come only from this nakshatra. He is the real giver. Everybody's other's hands are being used. This is not, see, the deathbed has two parts to it. There is a lower deathbed, which is called below the navel death, and the upper deathbed, which is above the navel death. In your body, this below this portion is called tala. Tala means lower locus. This is lokas. Like bhuloka is your belt, then bhuva loka, swarga loka, then what is this?
Mahar.
Then
jana.
Then that's right. So you should know the lokas. This 26th nakshatra has the power to take you to the higher lokas after death. If you die in 25 nakshatra, you will go down. If you die in 26th nakshatra, you will go up. 27th nakshatra is neither up nor down. He is unbiased. He doesn't take you. He is only receiving your offerings. That is Shiva.
26th is more important.
No, we cannot. That is an argument. What is important, what is less important, we cannot say. Fundamentally, 26 and 27 both are important. But 25 is Brahma. He created you. And all the mistakes that he made while creating you will show in this nakshatra number 5. It is how you use your mind. Because it is the mind which makes you do karma. It is from the mind that you are doing karma. It is from the mind that you are making mistakes. And all that is nothing but Brahma. Vishnu is the one who is constantly forgiving you. He is the upper part of the deathbed. This deathbed is called sannyasa. This is not the normal deathbed that somebody has died and is lying down and is being carried away. It is symbolic. It is called a symbolic death. When a person dies in this material world but is still physically alive, it is called sannyasa. He performs his last rites and thereafter he will live like a dead man in this planet. It is a spiritual sannyasa. Yes.
Last rites are in the shraddha ceremony for himself.
Yes. In sannyas, you are performing the last rites for yourself. It is a very serious matter. After that, if somebody gets married, can you imagine what a big sin it is? So sannyasa is basically associated with which of these two? It can be associated with either 25 or 26. Obviously, it is not 25. You want not to come back to this planet. That is why you are taking sannyas. So sannyas is associated with nakshatra number 26, which is Vishnu. It is by the grace of Vishnu that you will become pure and you will get sannyas. The one who will give the sannyas to you is nakshatra number 27, Shiva. He is the guru. So it is a very wrong argument to say that 26 is important, 27 is not important. How can you get sannyas if you don't have the guru to give you sannyas? And what is the value of the guru being there if you are not ready to take sannyas? Both things are important. 26 and 27 must be seen simultaneously. For the guru to have his mercy, for Shiva to have the mercy to give you, you have to do abhishek for that. If you offer milk, you will get good health. Now, please make a note of these things. On the 27th nakshatra, from your Janma nakshatra, is the day which you must choose to make the offering to Shiva. If you want the 27th nakshatra, from your Janma nakshatra, you should choose as a day to make offering to Shiva. You want to do a big elaborate puja with pouring of milk, with pouring of honey. Choose the day on the basis of the moon transit. My moon is in 24. So which day should I choose? When the moon is in Dhanishta, 23 nakshatra. Clear? So choosing the right day is important. In 23, nakshatra number 23, because I was born in 24.
So why did some of the old texts prescribe pujas done for the Janma nakshatra?
That is for long life. You can worship Shiva for long life. That is Janma nakshatra puja. That is done for children. But when you are no longer a child, you are not looking at that anymore as important. You are looking at spiritual growth. You are looking at higher things. So obviously you choose a day when the moon is in the 12th. So that your offering is received.
But if Shiva is the Lord, then you can do it every day?
Technically you can do it every day. Yeah. But you have to choose the season in the day. There are six seasons in a day. You have to learn that. So now, what are the things that I must offer depending upon the planets in the 12th house? the 12th nakshatra, 27th nakshatra. If the sun or Mars is there, that is Agni, I must offer a lamp. Okay. If you have a planet in the 27th nakshatra, you have to do this every day. It is for your good. If the sun or Mars is there, you have to offer a Agni, that is light, like a lamp or a candle. If Vayu, Vayu means air, Rahu or Saturn is there, you have to offer incense, purify the air, cleanse the air. Incense cleanses the air. So, Vayu, we are offering incense.
What's the difference between incense and dhoop? You know, Agarbati and dhoop.
Dhoop is a more, dhoop, we add special ingredients for that. Agarbati is nothing but the same material, but in dhoop sometimes we add long with certain mantras. Yeah. It is more elaborate. Mm-hmm. Dhoop is far more elaborate than just Agarbati.
Associated with what?
Vayu, it is all Vayu. It is Vayu, but a much higher level of Vayu. It is much more powerful Vayu cleansing. There is no comparison. It can even remove black magic from the air. Dhoop, that is the power it has got. You know, the dhoop, you have seen that thing, no dhoop?
Yeah.
Like a pyramid.
Pyramid?
It's
like a cone thing, yeah, yeah. And then you put things inside that, like a long cocaine.
Cloves.
You put five cloves over there saying, let us say a sound, bloom. Like bloom, no? Let the flower bloom. Forget what it means. Say bloom, 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 bloom five times. I put five cloves inside it, roll it up, light it. Black magic will go away. Right? It'll work. So now this is good to use cloves to cleanse the air in your house if there's a lot of fighting going on in the house. Like you. You know? Use that. There'll be peace. Immediate peace. Yeah, I'll just come. I've finished Agni, I've finished Vayu. Let's go to Prithvi. Prithvi is what we offer? Right. Sandalwood paste. Sandalwood paste mixed with different things is offered on the forehead of the Lord. On the top of the Shivling. Different things. Sometimes with a turmeric. Sometimes with a little bit of kumkum, haldi. Yeah, haldi, kumkum, other things. Sandalwood paste is good. And that, what does it do? What does offering of this do? It cleanses your name. Nobody will speak ill of you. Your reputation will become intact.
So what are the planets for this?
Mercury. Mercury rules speech. So nobody will speak bad of you. Your name, you offer it on the forehead. You offer it and then put it on your, touch your forehead. Your name is cleared.
Do you offer it to any particular deity?
The Shivalinga.
Shivalinga.
Immediately your name will be cleared. Nobody will speak bad about you. Instant it will work. Provided you have chosen this nakshatra. What else does it do? It removes every kind of financial distress that you have. Because Prithvi has to do with money. Tangible property and other assets. Learning is Agni. So like that you have to choose. Okay, anyway, so what else is left? Jala. Jala has to do with emotions, relationships in the house, relationships with people. You offer food, naivedyam, that is food. Some food has to be offered. If you offer sweets, then it is considered very good. Sometimes people offer different food depending upon what the Lord likes. Some food, whatever food you are going to eat, first offer the food before you eat it. It's not important that you have to go and get something special from the market. Whatever food that you eat, whenever, even if you're in a hotel, food is served, food has been served, you ordered, it came. Close your eyes, mentally offer it to Shiva, open your eyes and start eating it. No problem. You believe in Vishnu, offer it to Vishnu, no problems. The important thing is offering. The moment you mentally offer it, it becomes prashad. Because the 27th nakshatra is getting activated. Okay?
So what was one for the active fire there? What was the
fire? Prithvi.
Earth.
Akash is flowers, yeah. Akash is flowers. Offering a flower will remove every Akash dosha. Akash means Jupiter. Jupiter becomes very favorable when you offer flowers to Shiva. extremely favorable. And the Brahmins become very favorable when you offer them gold.
Planet in the 27th.
If there is a planet, you have to do it. If there is none, it is optional, but it is good to do it. If there is a planet, that has to... I have Saturn in the 12th from my moon, and that happens to be my Atma Karaka sitting in Capricorn and holding a fat stick on my head. If I don't offer that incense, I feel that stick that day. I feel it. 24 hours doesn't go. I will feel it before 24 hours if the incense is not offered. It is not important that I am physically offering it. My wife could be offering it. When she offers, I need to be there.
Ketu is
Agni. Tattva. Use the tattvas. Whenever in doubt, use the tattvas. Manga, Ketu is Agni.
Tattva of the Lord.
Tattva of the planet.
But if there is no planet?
Lord. The Lord will tell us that what you must offer.
Okay.
Other things you may forget, but one thing you will have to offer, and that one thing will be dependent upon either a planet over there or the Lord. You do that, you will see how you are asking for a miracle, you will get a miracle in your life.
Venus, Peter,
how am I? Yeah, I did. Water.
Okay.
Venus is water element.
Venus and moon. Yeah.
Venus and moon are water.
Food.
Before you eat food, you please offer it, otherwise it becomes poison inside your body. Akash problem is a serious disconnection. Yeah, serious disconnection from anybody. Like you and your father, you and your mother, you and your husband, you and your kid. Serious breaking apart and going completely away. Being torn out of your life. In this life, depending upon the planet which is there, or the planet which is lording the 27th, you will feel the strength of Shiva. Each one of you, no one is going to escape it. Not one of us is going to escape the power of Shiva. Because he will punish you. That is showing what sin you have committed, what you need to give to get out of the sin.
My 27th one is ruled by Rahu, Saturn.
Yes.
And it's in Parivartana with my Venus, my Lagna Loka.
So don't take a chance offer both. I can say, normally I should say Venus. Yeah. Right, normally I should say Venus because of Parivartana. But I will not take a chance, I will offer both. Incense and food. And food, don't touch if it is not offered. Yeah, to that Lord. From the 27th, from your Janma. That Lord is what is being offered. Shiva is the one who is receiving the offering. Not to that Lord. That Lord will tell us, what is being offered.
The ingredients.
You see, for example, let somebody say, has got Sun as the 27th Lord. So it is not to the Sun that you are making an offering. To Shiva you are making the offering, but what you are offering is the fire. That is a candle, a flame or something. No, the flame must be a controlled flame. It must be something which is very auspicious. You just can't burn newspaper and allow it to... You see my point? It should not be an uncontrolled thing. Yes. Knowledge. Offering fire, offering the flame, gives the supreme knowledge. Yes. Ideally, ghee lamp is good. Till lamp removes sin, wealth, all the blockages that are causing poverty. Why are you poor? What is it that I am not able to understand to make money? To get that knowledge of how to make money, you offer a ghee lamp, you will get the knowledge of how to make money. Whereas the sin that has to go away, you offer the till lamp and then sesame lamp. Oh.
Till
is sesame. So that will go away.
Most people here have access to candles. Can candle be offered instead of
moon? Candle is perfectly fine.
What specifically is that?
It is cooling. The flame is very nice. I've seen the flame is a very good flame. It is a very cooling flame. Unlike the mustard oil, The mustard oil is a heating hot flame. It burns sin. You want sin to be burnt, you need a hot flame. Like mustard oil. Whereas candle is more like ghee. It is good for financial things.
So what would you use, sesame oil or mustard oil if you want sin to be taken?
Both are equally powerful. Equally powerful. Sesame is more for Rahu and mustard is more for Shani. Disease will go with mustard.
Yeah. I thought mustard goes for Hanuman, not Shani.
Hanuman is Shiva. I mean, we are talking of planets here. Did you get the 12th nakshatra, 27th nakshatra very clearly?
Yes.
The point is, you don't do it, you will be punished. You will be. And in this life, you will experience it. You would have already. Most of us are graying, so we have.
Nakshatra have to show where the punishment will come from.
No, nakshatra, jesh, the tattva. You take the tattva, and from there you catch where the punishment is coming. If Jupiter, for example, is the Lord, your life could just break up like that, you know. Tuck. Certainly dad gone, mom gone from my life. Certainly children, yeah. Why is difficult? Why you have to go into D60, past life and this, that? Forget this life.
So what will you punish for?
And find the, solve the problems rather than going to the wise.
What about in the 26?
Yes, 26 nakshatra is the one that is sustaining you. Now, he needs to be praised. He doesn't like all these offerings. When you say, please take the ghee lamp, he says, what are you going to show me ghee? I only give you the money to buy it. Please take this food. You think you will be able to eat even one morsel of rice if I did not give it to you? He is the giver of everything. So what are you trying to give him? Think about the connection. The only thing you can do really is to praise him. Thank you for everything. That is why they say Vishnu likes praise and Shiva likes Abhishek. Abhishek means the offering. That is why praise. Now when we say praise, praise is the English translation of mantra. Not really japas, really. It is more like this, like reading something like Vishnu Sahasranam. Or let us say, it is like reading, singing a song that praises him.
That's a stotra.
A hymn, a stotra.
So if you have a planet there, you would sing for the planet or would you?
The planet tells us, the planet tells us how you must sing. The Lord is Vishnu, just as in 27th. The Lord is not changing. Just because Saturn is there, so instead of singing to Vishnu, you say, oh Saturn, you are so great. No. You are an illusion. The one you should be offering the praise to is Vishnu. How you should be offering, the planet will tell you. If it is Saturn, Lord, my life is destroyed, I am poor, I am a beggar, look at me, this, that. If moon is there, I love you so much, you are so great, you are my mother, you are this.
What if you have sun and Saturn there?
If you have sun and Saturn over there, then half your prayers must be all about praising his glory and might, and the other half, I am disturbed and my life is disturbed.
So
there should be two. You see, if there are two planets, at least two types of prayers should be there.
So I have Jupiter there, that means it's just Guru Mantra then.
If you have Jupiter, then Jupiter is the highest praises, the highest praises. You are the greatest, Vishnu Sahasranam.
So you worship Vishnu like Akasha.
It is, that's right. So don't try to, so he is not very concerned whether you can offer him a lamp or whether you are offering him this thing or you went with a pot of gold to bribe him. He is not bribeable.
So if you have Mars, do you pray aggressively?
Yeah, like me. Yeah. Yeah. Jai Shri Ram. Jai Shri Ram. You know, Jai Shri Ram.
The moon should be the best.
Huh?
Moon should be the best.
Moon is the best. Actually, Shukra is the best. Shukra is the best.
But in terms of three devatas, moon is the one who is praiseworthy.
Devatas, we are not talking devatas, there is only Vishnu over here. We are not bothered about
that
them. The best over here is Shukra. Why is Shukra the best? Because he is Kavya. Nobody can make poetry like him. He who writes the best poetry will be the best one to praise. Can anybody praise better than the poet? No. Jupiter, you tell him to write, he will write a very correct thing. Vishnu, you are honest, but he will not get the that That flattery. That is why they say, when you have to deal with somebody of Venus Lagna, you must flatter the person first, before you even talk about anything else. Shukra was Kavya. Guru is good in writing Kavita, but he cannot bribe. That's the problem.
How does Brihaspati worship Vishnu?
Who, he? No one can worship like that. Japa.
Japa.
Jupiter is Japa. Is the beads.
Japa.
Whereas, Jupiter is the only planet which doesn't listen to this path of Vishnu, of the Venus, and doesn't sing like this. He is doing count, bead count. So if Jupiter is associated, you need to pick up the bead. You need to pick up the beads. Without the beads, it's not going to work. Mars, so you have to sing, Bhaje Brajaika Mandanam Samasta Papa Khandanam. Ketu is singing about, like the sadhus sing for moksha. Pray for moksha. This life is meaningless. I need to be with you. Rahu means, like that. It's more like Saturn. Yes, please. That's important, that you need to offer the sandalwood if it is associated with the 27th nakshatra. That's right. The offering has to be in the 27th nakshatra.
And when do you decide for gemstones? Because now we've got, and the sustainer of the 26th nakshatra.
26 and 27 are beyond gemstones. Let's face it, they are beyond any gemstone control. Nothing is going to function out there. Nothing. You cannot take a gemstone and make a god listen to you. 25th nakshatra is very good for gemstones. Extremely good. 25, Brahma. Because he has created you, it shows your flaw in the creation. You can correct creation flaws with that. 15th nakshatra is good. Janma nakshatra is superb. Superb. Karma nakshatra is very good. So these are nakshatras from where you pick up the gemstones. I mean, it's a special nakshatra. Somebody is not getting married, having marriage problems. Look at the 16th nakshatra and then decide what gemstone you need to give. Let us say we want to get one of the ladies out here married quickly. Let us take a chance. Let us try. Anybody not married wants to get married quickly? She doesn't want it quickly, is it? Okay.
Yeah, she does.
So, she does?
Don't worry, I don't want to get married. I'm thinking of how to, liberate myself.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's start with yours. Can we take your chart? Okay. What is your birth nakshatra? Swati is number 15. So, which is the 16th nakshatra from this? Is Kritika. So, your spouse's nakshatra is supposed to be the nakshatra of Agni, fire. Right, so how do we, let us say we want to help her to get married quickly. What kind of a gemstone prescription I should give to activate Agni properly? First I need to check, right, from the chart, can I give a ruby or not? What is the lagna? Secondly, a lady, can she wear?
Uttarfalguni, ruled by sun again.
Uttarfalguni, which is ruled by the sun. So is it Leo or is it Virgo? Virgo side of Uttarfalguni. So the problem, Mars will be perfect. So where is the sun in your chart? See the questions I'm asking. It's in Uttarfalguni. Now is it in the Virgo side or the 12th? In the 12th. So, do you see what's happening over here?
Yeah, she can wear gemstone for this.
Why can't she wear?
It's better to offer lamb.
No.
Sun is the 12th lord.
But it is placed in...
Mangal is the 8th lord.
No. The sun is the lord of the 16th nakshatra. It is placed in Lagna nakshatra. It is not placed in the 27th or the 26th nakshatra. And I told you earlier that which is placed in the Lagna nakshatra is perfectly fine. It is your personality. Look at her hair, it's straight hair. Am I right? The hair, straight hair is ruled by the sun. And if you weigh her, she will be much lighter than what she looks. Bones will be light. Not sure, okay. Okay? Things like that. Do you read a lot of stuff all the time, like the newspapers, things like that, all the...
That's the sun.
The ruby. Now, let us say I pick up the ruby for her. Now, what kind of a ruby should I pick up for her? Should I pick up a Brahmin?
I prefer Ghana for her.
You want to get her married off. After that, she can take it off. Okay. Then, what kind of a ruby? Should it be dark ruby, light ruby, pink ruby, Brahmin ruby, circle ruby, square ruby?
Pink
ruby. Light pink. Keep that in mind. Light. Don't take a very heavy red. There should be no blackness in it. No blackness in it. Okay? And what kind of a shape? Should I take circular or should I take square?
Circular because it's sun.
Circular because it is the sun.
Yeah.
I would prefer square.
No.
Why would you prefer square?
Round, yes.
For sun.
Material enjoyment. No, she wants a human being.
Does standard room square?
Pardon? Square shape is more good for wealth and things like that. Jupiter. Yeah.
I mean, you cannot put six stars or something. It's difficult to make it. Like if you want Venus shape or...
They can make facets. They can make. They can make. Nowadays they can.
Hexagonal?
No. You would have preferred a hexagonal ruby. So right. Instead of taking one which is completely circular, you can take one which is having six faces.
You can set it. You can buy a round ruby and have it set like that.
But that's still a round ruby.
No,
that doesn't change the shape of the stone. It changes the shape at how you look at it. You can't cheat. No. Let's not take that risk.
If you want it hexagonal, then she has to wear it around her chest and she can't wear it on her finger.
Why?
Too much of a yantra on her finger. You have to wear it on her body.
Why? She needs a powerful yantra to get married quickly.
Yeah.
Right? You want it right now. Bring that guy right now in front of me. That's right.
Guruji, can she wear it like this on both sides? Like a moon?
No. Go and find a nice gem. See that you like the gem. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Feel it. It should feel very nice. Make you feel very happy. And it does, it is right. What day to go and check up the gemstone? On a Sunday or Thursday? Because you want... if the jewelers are closed on Sunday, then go on Thursday.
She can't go on a Tuesday. Sun is exalted.
True, but I don't want the 8,000.
Where is on the right hand?
See...
She can inherit immediately.
Yeah. No, nothing like that is going to happen. Okay? She's getting frightened.
I have one question about the... Yes.
Did you get the idea of what I was doing over here? I actually took a case and I actually worked it out. Very logically, I did not use too much of red color on the ruby because it's not good for ladies to wear very dark rubies for too long. It can spoil the skin. It can burn up the skin because more jala tattva is good. Our bodies are basically water.
It can cause a lot of angst in the woman and she will get very angry and very...
Too much pitta, too much... It's very bad. Rubies as such are never to be worn for long periods. That's why the light rubies are good for you.
Many ask doctors to write. They do some
writing. They do some?
Writing.
Which is the house from where we picked up the pen? Right, look at that nakshatra. Let us try this in her chart. Don't you think this is a good exercise? If you, at least what we have learned, we are practicing. I can go up to the next few slides, or I can maybe talk about one or two slides, or I can practice what we have done.
Can I ask another question about a chart? She's got Jupiter and Mercury on her ascendant, which is lorded by the sun. So in other words, she can also wear a yellow
sapphire. Not required. Ruby will take care of that.
Mercury doesn't like that.
So,
why will Mercury not like the yellow sapphire? Mercury loves Jupiter and hates the moon.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Jupiter is his father and his guru.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His poster father and guru is Jupiter. Not the moon. He hates the moon because what the moon did to him.
But does the Jupiter like Mercury as much?
Because he didn't have a son, he got a son. Why will he not like him? Why would he adopt him if he didn't like him? Badak means getting over this particular blockage that, hey, he is not my son. The day Jupiter gets over the fact that, so what, he is not my son, he is my student, and a student is like my son, that day Jupiter has got over his Badak. The day Mercury gets over the fact that, so what if he is not my birth father, he is my guru, which is bigger than my father, Mercury has got over his Badak.
Okay, what about the salmon pink ruby, I mean the sapphire, which is the paparazzi, it's a bit reddish yellow. Orangey.
I don't want to experiment with her.
Why?
Let us go into her chart now. And her 22nd or 25th. Which nakshatra will I see for writing? 20 nakshatra I am seeing for writing. And for her the 20 nakshatra is Purvashada. Purvashada. So what's your moon? Where's your moon?
In Ashwini.
In Ashwini. Right. So 20 nakshatra is Purvashada. Right. Any planet in it? Sun is there.
Yes.
Right, there is a planet over there which is the sun. Strange, I am getting all suns today. One sun to another sun. Okay. And today happens to be a Sunday. This always happens with me. Always. Let us see what the sun has to say about you. So the sun is going to decide about your writing. The sun is, that means that nakshatra is feeling the fire of the sun. That nakshatra is feeling burnt. So every time you try to go to writing, you feel very burnt out. Does that happen?
Not exactly.
You feel very happy about it?
Yes.
Good. And what do you write about?
Astrology.
Sun? Superb. Then when do you like to write? In the daytime or in the nighttime?
Write in evenings and weekends.
Evenings and weekends. That has to do with the nature of that nakshatra number 20, which works more at night. That nakshatra number 20 works, when you go into that nakshatra in more detail, you will see the devata of that nakshatra is Jala Devi. Jala Devi means when it is cooler. You write better when it is cooler, not when it is hot. When it is hot, you can't write. You need it to be cool and comfortable to write. So how do you...
I live in Iceland.
Yeah. Try living in India and writing. You will find out how lucky you are. You see the difference. Why do you write? Because you are in Iceland. If you were in India, you would not be writing even one word. Because it is very hot. So you want to improve your writing, you got to continue to live in Iceland or such cold regions.
So, which gem would you recommend?
For writing? On astrology? No. I will not recommend a gem. I will recommend a pen. Right. The pen is very important. No, the pen. The computer doesn't have the strength of the pen. You can't hold a computer the way you hold a pen. You hold a pen in a certain mudra. The mudra has power. So even before you start writing the article, take the pen, jog down the points, and then you write. It will be class. You would have observed that whenever you have jogged down points and then written, it's much better. Because that's the mudra. Especially the sun. Now the sun would be what color?
Red ink.
Red ink. Do you like red ink?
Colorful.
Dark red pen is more right.
Dark red is more mangal.
No, bright red is
mangal. Dark red is
bright red is mangal. Dark red is... Maroon. Maroon red is more... Sun. Shama. Rakta Shama. Rakta Shama is Surya, right? Yeah. Dark red pen. Get yourself a nice dark red pen. On a Sunday, start using it. Worship Ganesha. First worship Ganesha. Offer that pen to Ganesha, because it was the task of Ganesha. You just offer it to Ganesha, take it from him as Prashant. Think that this pen from now is the task of Ganesha. Start writing. It will work like magic. Always. Yes.
To move towards moksha.
Moksha is connected to the 27th nakshatra, which is the Abhishek nakshatra. Mm-hmm. Unless the giver of the moksha is the 26th nakshatra. The one who will take you to the moksha is the 27th nakshatra. And the 27th nakshatra and the 26th nakshatra simultaneously are playing this role. We think they are different, they are not different. They are one and the same actually. or they are different also. It is all depends upon which philosophy we follow. It doesn't matter. So you need to go towards moksha. You need to look at the 27th nakshatra and what you have to do, what you have to offer. You see my point? That is why 26th nakshatra tells us that sannyasa is compulsory. 27th nakshatra tells us sannyasa is not compulsory.
So Jyeshtha and Anuradha is?
If Jyeshtha is the 27th nakshatra and Anuradha is the 26th nakshatra, check up the lords of these nakshatras, which of these two is more compatible in your chart. Saturn is more compatible. That means you got to go towards Vishnu. That is what you say, Saturn is compatible. That is your judgment. If Mercury is more compatible, you are going towards Shiva.
Why? I thought Mercury was more Vishnu.
We are not even talking about the grahas as planets. We are talking about nakshatras as Vishnu and Shiva. Got you. Get out of the grahas. Grahas is all an eclipse. Get out from there. So, you go towards Shiva. Go to your Guru. Guru will give you more. He will take you towards God. But you have to stick over there. Because he is going to God. You miss him, you will miss the path. Or you can go towards Vishnu and Vishnu can give you mukti directly. You don't have to go through a guru.
You don't need a guru at all?
Yes, you don't need a guru. You can get mukti even without a guru. Really, I am not joking.
Then it must be very strict.
Yeah, Mirabai. You think Mirabai had a guru? I will give you so many examples. Where is it compulsory that you must get a guru? No.
Let me do this example here.
So yes, what is that? Whose is that?
Beatrice Webb.
Ah, that is the person who formed this school of economics. This school of economics. She's one of the people who formed this, who made this building in which we are talking. Are we going to do her chart for what? No. We are not doing that slide at all. We are not doing those slides at all. How can we do that? That's the whole subject. Apart. Anybody else on any other nakshatra?
The third tara, which is Vipat, I would like to ask,
yes,
causes trouble and everything. And because I have Saturn in Vipat tara, I just want to know how to reconcile the fact that although it is Vipat, it's still Saturn in Aquarius and Rajyog character. So what do I expect in the coming Saturn dasha?
Lot of Vipat and you will get Rajyog when you get over the Vipat. The important thing that is, see, the moment we talk of Vipattara, who is the Devata? Vipat? No, Devata of the Vipattara. Remember, in the beginning slides I gave you Devatas of the Navtara. First or second slide itself?
Surya.
Surya, right? So during Saturn Dasha, you must remember to worship the sun. You must. That is the warning that has been given to you. Remember to worship the sun, otherwise you could have financial hardships and other kinds of problems coming up. Saturn is in a mode to give you problems. Worship the sun and get over it.
He's asking what if that sun is placed in the chart, like in Kumbha, from Lakhanaka.
It does not matter. I have Saturn in Makar. He didn't spare. He doesn't spare. In Vipat, he's Vipat. Okay?
But if we worship the planets for that taras, we will remove the obstacle.
No, we are not worshipping the planets. We are worshipping the devatas associated with the navtara.
And if we worship the devata for a good, then we will incarnate.
Right. You got a problem with the janmatara, Ganesh. Mm-hmm. Sampattara, Lakshmi. Vipattara, Surya. Shematara, Gauri. Remember, I had done that yesterday. Yeah, good. Good question, it's clear now.
What if there are no planets, sir?
It's okay if there are no planets, the dashas won't come.
The dashas will
won't come.
They'll come and go.
Yeah, it'll be nice if there were no planets in my chart. Okay, shall I quickly go over another topic? Because basically I have seen all of you have understood this, you are just asking about your charts now. It is free consultation. We did special nakshatras, so I just want to ensure that we do that properly now. The third one. Right, we did these nakshatras. When I was talking to you about the 27 nakshatras, I marked some special nakshatras, right? The 10th nakshatra, the 1st nakshatra, the 10th nakshatra. Pardon? Now look at these nakshatras that we talked about. Here's the whole list. The birth nakshatra is called Janmatara, okay? The birth nakshatra is called Janmatara, where the moon is. Its main role is longevity. This nakshatra, Lord, has the power. This nakshatra has the power to give you life even if you are going to die. It gives you life. He is the life giver. Janmatara. Next nakshatra is number 4. Remember, I was talking about the chariots and the temples. Number 4. The special name for that is Jati. Jati means caste, community. Who is your club? Which club do you ascribe to? Are you the chariot club, or are you the horse club, or are you the donkey club? So you hang around. Who do you hang around with? Jati. This is also home. Naturally, when you ascribe to a club, you live in that area. You will choose friends based upon that. That's nakshatra number 4, Jati. Seventh nakshatra is Naidhana. Naidhana means death. One word for this is death. Shall I use one word? It's easy. Okay. Use this Janma. Start. Life. Janma, life. One word, life. Jati, club. Naidhana, death. Seventh nakshatra. Karma is karma. I don't have to give you another word. 12th is Desha, is country. Nation. Adhana, creator. Who creates you? Could be your father, can be guru. He is the creator. Father creates you physically, guru creates you mentally. They create you, they're creating you. 19th nakshatra. We did that, right? 19th, remember? We're talking about father and guru. 16th, Sanghatika. Sanghatika means Sangha. Company. Whose company do I like to keep? Of all the companies, the one whose company you keep all the time is your spouse. That is why this is spouse. 16. Basically, it means whose company? My Sangha. Like the Buddhist Sanghas you have heard of? Satsang, good company. Samudayika, the net, the total, net result, the final result. Finishing. One word, finishing things. How do you finish things? 18th nakshatra. 22nd nakshatra, Vainashika, the destroyer. 22nd nakshatra was? Vainashika. And what did we talk about over here? Faith. If you have faith, you cannot be destroyed. You don't have faith, even you would be, even walking on the, you could be destroyed any moment. Faith decides whether you will be destroyed or you will not be destroyed. When you have faith in Vishnu, that is why they say this is Vishnu's nakshatra. If you have faith in him, you cannot be destroyed. These are people who will live beyond death. 22nd nakshatra is a very crucial nakshatra. If you have a planet over there, it gives us an idea about the possibility of you becoming an immortal. You can become immortal. Interesting, isn't it? Manasa, we did. This is very vital. Mentality, Abhisheka is the 27th. That is Shiva. Abhisheka is Shiva, Manasa is Brahma. Mental sons of Brahma. We are all mental sons of Brahma. Did you get all the words? Last row, everybody got the words. Is this too much information?
No.
In a short time of 1.5 days?
No. Somebody asked you earlier about how you find children and other things in the church.
Yes. No, not in this. No, not in this sessions. Because to find children, we need to know which spouse is going to give us the children. So you could go back home completely confused, which is better to avoid. Here is a mental map of all these nakshatras. So if you look at this slide, if you make a big photocopy of this, a printout of this picture, and frame it and put it somewhere in front of you when you do readings, it's so easy. You don't have to remember all this all the time. You just look at it. Okay, number 4, I need to check about his family and this, that. Number 7, I need to see how he's going to die. Number 10, I'll know about his work. 12, easy. Somebody comes. Okay, should I live in England or should I immigrate to the US? Or should I go to Australia? You look at this number, 12. That's going to tell us whether he should live in that country or go abroad or go somewhere else. And where should he go if he has to go? Which is the best country to live in from here? Should he go and look after cows in Switzerland or should he come to the Himalayas in India? From here, number 12, okay? Sangatika, who am I going to hang around with? Should I get married to the person I'm going to hang around with? Should this spousal link or like a partner link be a wife, which is there in most cases, or it is just a very good friend I'm staying with all the time? I have found sometimes two friends from childhood, they are the best of friends. They got married, their spouses came into their lives, they still continue to be the best of friends, and they share more with each other than they share with their spouses. So, the first position over here was that of that friend. And then the second position was spouse. Do you see that? So you've got to be very careful. Generally, this is spouse, spouse's family, marriage, in-laws and all. This is total effects, final result, everything considered. Net result, do you deserve to be crowned or not? This is your gurus, the rest, this is your destruction. Let's talk about the fourth nakshatra. Okay? The fourth nakshatra is the group of people, the club, caste, creed, or even a species of an animal in the case of animal charts. Like tomorrow you could go to America and you could be paid about $1,000 to see a nice little puppy's chart. Yeah, of course, for $1,000 you'll see the chart. And you need to know, do you think the puppy is happy living with human beings? If the question is asked, how will you answer? Look at the fourth nakshatra. From there you will know whether he likes to hang around human beings or not. Yeah. And in human beings charts, if the Janma Nakshatra Lord has a link with the fourth Nakshatra Lord, the person is very conscious about caste and class. There are some people who are constantly, it's in their mind, this guy is local class person, this guy is a high class person, this is this class, that is that caste. No, there are some people who think, who think like that? When the Janma and the fourth are linked, the planet, if the Lord of Janma Nakshatra and the Lord of this are linked, the person is bound to think like that. If you have an exalted planet or a debilitated planet, mark my words, exalted or debilitated planet in this nakshatra from Lagna, not from Moon, from Lagna, you belong to a very high class family. Very high class. You don't belong to an ordinary class. You are very rich. Exalted or debilitated. Debilitated planets are perhaps better than exalted in this particular. Because when they are debilitated, debilitated means looking down, right? So you look down at the world like that. Huh. Have you seen people walk around, they look around? Everybody is down. Exalted? I am on top. So everybody is looking up. I don't even notice them. They don't exist. They are like ants. Little ants walking around. So a planet in this nakshatra can cause you to have a complete warped image of the world. It can warp your mind. Your mind can actually get screwed up. How can you think of another human being as an ant? He's hanging around there. There's something wrong with your brain to think like that. A human being is a brilliant creation of God. Such a fantastic creation. So obviously, I mean, somebody like me with Saturn Atma Karaka so strong, I will not agree with this nonsense. So, but from Lagna it shows your vehicles, the area that you want to live in. From the Moon it shows your faith in again yourself more than God. It shows your mother tongue and things like that. Dhana Yoga is relevance if there is Jati Nakshatra. If you have 101 Dhana Yogas in the horoscope, the Jati Nakshatra does not support it. They will fail. Because mentally, God has not made you ready for handling that money. So the money will all go away. You will lose the money. So just because you have multiple wealth yogas in your horoscope, don't think that you are going to become a multi-millionaire. the money cannot stay with you because you are not ready for it. Now, that doesn't sound good, right? We thought we are all ready for handling money. But this is the truth. Rohini is the natural Jati Nakshatra of the chart. That is why when you read the characteristics of Rohini, you will see how it is there. Brahma is the Lord, and that is why they are always comparing with other fellow human beings. Who is better, who is not better. Symbols are the chariot, carts, temples, dwellings, houses, buildings. I mean, they judge other people by how many houses they have. How many cars do they have? You have just 4 cars, I have 20. It's like that. So, it's all about who is better than whom on the basis of dwellings, cars, other things. And this nakshatra is controlling your wealth. Interesting, no?
Dhyana yoga is reference from Chandra or from Lagna.
Both are important. From Chandra shows your mental capability to deal with wealth. From Lagna shows you are enjoying that wealth. Somebody like her would probably have such a yoga from the moon. Right?
I don't.
It's not you being wealthy. Mind is equipped to deal with money. It's different from you enjoying the money. You see the difference? From Lagna Nakshatra, it is you enjoying the money. From Moon Nakshatra, it is your mental capability to deal with the money.
I don't have a connection.
With any money?
With the fourth Nakshatra.
Really? What is your Moon Nakshatra?
Kritika.
So let's see. 3, right? 3, 4, 5, 6. Ardra is your 6th nakshatra. Excellent. Who is the lord of that nakshatra?
Rahu.
Right. What is Rahu in your chart? Where is it placed? Excellent. It's with Venus. What is Venus?
Venus is 7th and 12th lord.
7th and 12th lord? Excellent. And is it not connected in any manner with your Atmakaraka? Atmakaraka, right?
Rahu is Atmakaraka.
Atmakaraka. Venus is exalted. Yeah. That's why I want to hear that from her. I'm trying to... Right, you just woke up to it.
Okay, he said it was debilitated.
Anyway.
Yes, so you get stressed. It is not the money that you... It's not your money. That's why it stresses you. It is somebody else's money. Your mind is equipped to deal with the money, large amounts of money of other people, which is Pisces, that is investments. So what do you do? It's not from your Lagna Nakshatra.
So the connection comes from Rahu being Makaraka?
Connection comes from Rahu lording that Nakshatra, which is to do with foreign countries, coming and connecting with the exalted Venus. So the people who are putting money is Venus. So when you need to go and talk to somebody, hey, why didn't you put some money into my thing? Look for days when Venus is strong. When is Venus strong? On, let's say, Friday, when Pisces is the Lagna. See what an important hint? So at that time when Pisces is... there's a time.
Someone else does that to me.
Good, but you can always call up. You know when to call up. Okay, so the issue is about that. Did you see that? Did you see that she deals with how much? Millions, billions, where are you?
Sorry?
Millions or billions? Where are the 100,000, 10,000?
What are we talking about?
What are the figures that you deal with?
Millions.
Millions of pounds. Okay. Investment.
Investment.
She's an investment banker, right?
Not an investment banker.
Banker.
I actually manage.
That's a dirty word.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Money by staying there without investment. You know, a banker is somebody who doesn't really manage money. He takes money from both sides.
The broker.
Oh my God!
And
I didn't know that.
And he doesn't have stock. A money manager or a stock is somebody who actually invests, and when you sleep at night, you have responsibility towards those stocks, and you have to show your returns on a monthly basis. And you can only make money if you've made money. The years you don't make money, there's nothing to take.
So it's also the same combination.
Really? Where's your moon?
Find a job.
Where is your moon?
In Pushya.
8, right? So 8, 40. One second, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
11, Venus.
And Venus is exalted in Digbala.
Venus is exalted, but it is conjoined Saturn and Rahu. But none of them are exalted.
Yeah.
So what did we learn from here? Just because the planet got exalted doesn't matter if it conjoined somebody else. In her case, the planet was not exalted, but conjoined an exalted planet.
So that means that she conjoined some people and get
a... No. The exaltation comes because of the conjunctions. When planet A and planet B are conjoining, they give each other's results.
So that means yukta, yukti.
So yukti rules.
Something.
No.
Or
yukti. No, Zoki. Don't twist the rules. When two planets are conjoining, let's say this is planet A and this is planet B, planet A will give the results of planet B, planet B will give the results of planet A. It is a straight rule. We can twist it. Yes, please. The one that is giving the money has to do with an exaltation and or a debility. If the planet who is concerned is neither exalted nor debilitated, if it is conjoined other planets and they are exalted, then it takes the power from them automatically by conjunction. In her case, Rahu is the Lord. It is not exalted, but it has conjoined another planet which is exalted. So it has taken the power of exaltation from Venus. Venus no longer has the power of exaltation. It has lost its exaltation powers. It has become like Rahu. So Rahu gets all the beauty of Venus, and Venus gets all the carbon of Rahu.
If you have more than two planets, say three or four.
Right. In three planet conjunction, you align them as A, B, and C on the basis of their beneficence. Let us say in Zoran's case. Zoran was asking the same result. So he has three planets, Venus, Saturn, and Rahu. Which is naturally the most beneficial planet?
Venus.
So I write Venus on top. Then next, Saturn. Worst, Rahu. What happens in a three-planet conjunction is, the middle planet doesn't change positions. These two are interchanging. So Rahu and Venus have conjoined. So what has happened in her chart, exactly the converse is happening in his chart. The rule is like this. If let's say there are four, A, B, C, D, then B and C will exchange and A and D will exchange.
Five,
the middle will again stay flat. And you get the rule of conjunctions? It is a rule. It doesn't, you just can't get biased. You get biased, you're going to go for a six. See, he would have just become a millionaire.
How do you know that I'm not?
No. Did you get that about conjunctions of planets? Yeah. Yeah, so Rahu took away the exaltation of Venus. So Rahu gets exalted. Being the lord of that nakshatra, her job is like, what? She's handling millions of pounds. That's an exalted situation. Her mind is capable of that. But what happens to Venus matters. Venus takes all that Rahu. All the Atmakaraka's thing it takes. So Venus gets a bad beating. And Venus is the lord of the seventh house also. So not only is it a significator for marriage, it is the lord of the seventh house. So her work is going up, means the marriage is going down.
So basically Jati Nakshatra, lord is getting exalted.
Right, Jati Nakshatra from the moon is getting exalted. So the mind is capable of handling money. But from Lagna, is it so? No. Pardon?
From Lagna also it's the same.
Good. So then you should make money when this thing happens. Good. You have made a lot of money, that means?
No. The problem is that Rahu takes, you know, the Venus and Rahu. Venus is also my partners at work.
Whatever it may be. As far as your chart is concerned, Rahu is supposed to give you money. Compared to what you had in India and you came here, don't you think Rahu has given, how much has Rahu given you? At least 100,000? No? 200,000?
I don't know.
You don't want to say it. Okay. That means it's for your guess. See, I told you there is no limit. Whatever you get is not sufficient.
It's not that. It's like I've been heavily cheated in the last 3-4 years.
That is Rahu, of course. That is Rahu. No matter what you say, you will always feel very cheated.
No, but this is true.
Yes, it is true. See, you may feel cheated, now you're feeling bad.
No.
Is this only true for conjunction?
This is true for conjunctions, but no, see, try to understand. She has been cheated. Because it is Rahu.
Well, I think
and anybody will feel wrong.
Cheated as well.
How? I'm sorry if you felt bad. I'm so sorry if you felt bad. Yes, yes. She's been cheated and you people shouldn't have laughed.
She was partying last night. She's tired, but jumped on the boat.
No, no. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about you, Rahul? Let's get you Rahul's story.
Terrible cheated.
Look at me. My Rahul had to do with my father. Come on.
But, you know, does this work? All the Rahul is not. Every time it's not bad.
Oh, come on. Whichever nakshatra it is lording, it is bound to create the problems. Remember that. And in Jati nakshatra, it can be. It any nakshatra, because it is creating the problems.
Can I just ask you, you were talking about conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
If planets are aspecting each other.
No, the rules are different. I want you to look at the chart of a multimillionaire. Multi-billionaire, if I can use the word. Millionaire? I mean, he's lost count. I mean, he's the kind of guy who probably get invited for this Terminal 5 that was inaugurated now. He was invited with first class tickets and passes. How does this, look at this Lagna, it's in Nakshatra number 16, right? Who is the lord of this Nakshatra? Jupiter. Please make a note. Lord of Lagna Nakshatra is Jupiter. And this Jupiter, now let's count 4 from 16. 16, 17, 18, 19. It's Mula Nakshatra. And who is the lord of Mula?
Ketu.
Now, Ketu has got exalted over here. In which nakshatra is he? In 20. He's almost. Look at that. So this Ketu is exalted. This is 16, 17, 18, 19. So the lord of the fourth nakshatra is exalted. Lord of Lagna Nakshatra is aspecting this exalted one. Don't you think Ketu will make somebody very elitist? Very, very elitist. He would like to do what the king and queen are doing. That means, how is your brain functioning? Where did Prince Charles get his clothes stitched? I should go to the same tailor. Everybody plays golf, so I should be the president of the golf club. Right? How does the brain think? In matters of the club, which club do you want to be in? The elitist club. Did you see that? All I'm looking at is two planets. And one of them, the Atmakaraka, is the lord of Lagna Nakshatra. And this is the lord of the fourth Nakshatra. And these two are linked to each other. So he is getting the benefit. I'm only looking at Lagna. We may argue that he is capable, he is not capable from the moon. Of what value is the capability? The question is, do you get that million or you don't get those millions? Do you belong to that club or you don't belong to that club? That is all about Jati. What kind of cars? What do you think Ketu will give him an obsession with? Obsessions are also seen from this fourth nakshatra. Watches,
small machineries,
computers, electronic goods. That's right. He's obsessed. He must have the best and the latest. Digital gadgets. The whole lot of them. Okay? My fourth nakshatra, let us say, is 24. That is from moon. Let's see. Can I be a billionaire? Lagna is 26, 27, 1, 2. The lord of my fourth nakshatra from Lagna is Venus. Venus is not exalted, it's in Cancer. Slightly combusted. By the sun. So some of my money is going to get burnt. That's exactly right. I have suffered from fire 3 times and lost a lot of money because of that. Anything else? It's neither exalted nor debilitated. So no chance of being a millionaire.
No financial
sabbat or anything. Yeah. Yeah, some mass. No chance of being a millionaire.
The planet itself represents finance, like Jupiter or Mercury. Will that give money? Even if not exalted or debilitated.
You take it. Take something. What is that? Everybody wants it. So shall we skip this and go to the next? More interesting? Bill Gates. Okay, I want you to check and tell me whether this chart is right. Does this look like the chart of a millionaire? Look at this chart and tell me yes or no. I want you to give me an answer whether this Lagna Nakshatra is correct or it is wrong. Because the fact is, this man is a billionaire. Does the Lagna Nakshatra show it?
Yes, you need some Lagna for all the charts. This one and the other one.
Yeah, because wealth you enjoy, I am seeing.
Even if it is Shani Nakshatra Lagna, then we are having Shukra. Shukra is conjoined Surya and Shani. So, even the next Nakshatra can show big wealth.
So, which Nakshatra is this? Number 7, Punarvasu. So, let's count 4. 7, 8, 9, 10. The lord of that nakshatra is Magha, Ketu. Where is Ketu? Is it exalted?
No.
Is it debilitated? No. Not in financial matters. No, it's not debilitated in financial matters. Exaltation and debility of Rahu Ketu is along this axis.
It is Ayush.
Ayush, come on.
So basically there has to be Shani nakshatra.
Right. So obviously there seems to be some error over here. We seem to be missing out something. You think it should be the previous nakshatra?
No, the previous would be Rahu.
Let's try the previous nakshatra. This is number 7, right? So try number 6. So 6, 7, 8, 9. Ashlesha. Ashlesha is ruled by?
Mercury.
Mercury. How is Mercury? Exalted. So the previous nakshatra is possible. This is how I catch which is the Lagna Nakshatra.
But the next Nakshatra even shows better.
The Rashi Lagna is changing.
The chart is wrong.
This chart at this time is wrong. You need to take it slightly back to Nakshatra number 6 in this chart only. So the chart will look the same. But the Lagna has to go back to the previous Nakshatra to show a rich man like Bill Gates.
So you can rectify the chart.
You see my point? You can catch the correct chart. It's an important information. A very vital information to pick up on. You got to understand that the lord of this nakshatra is playing a crucial role in your financial matters. If this nakshatra lord will tell us, how are you going to get your money? Money that is going to stay with you. We are not talking about money that you use as an investment and goes here and goes there. Money that will stay with you. It's Mercury and Mars. What will you talk about Mercury and Mars?
Mercury, the result of Mars.
Yes. Mercury and Mars will be technology printing. Should I ask him to start a printing press?
No. Mercury is software.
Tell me one thing. If I take these conjunctions into account, Mercury should give Mars results, right?
Yeah.
Then how did I say that he is rich, even in the previous nakshatra? Mercury is not going
to
be.
Comments about that schedule.
But Mercury is exalted. You give the results of Mars, Mars will give money.
Jesus.
But Mars is not exalted.
But because they're exchanging.
There's Rashi Drishti, so Surya Shukra Shani. Actually, in Ketu Dashak, he became wealthy.
How does it affect the Mercury to sit there with Mars?
Pardon?
How does it affect Mercury to sit there along with enemy planet?
Yeah, somebody says he took the software away from his enemy. Windows was not his.
Yeah, Apple.
He was very smart. Okay, Queen Victoria. Let's try this chart. This is the correct chart.
Yes, she's a poor lady.
She's a poor lady?
Yeah.
Lagna is and the moon are both in Rohini. So can we count 4? Look at this chart. Lagna, moon together. 1, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lord of the nakshatra?
Jupiter. Yes.
Jupiter is? Debilitated. Lord of? 8th and 11th houses. Inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Bullseye.
And it is having Nicha Bhanga. And it is in
Kudavakta. No, I don't care about Nicha Bhanga. Debility is good enough. If a planet is exalted or it is debilitated, it will give money. The Victorian age is all about Jupiter. It's the golden age of England.
When you say that this works from nakshatra point of view, like in Bill Gates.
We don't know his right chart, so we are just guessing. Prince Charles. Can you see the fourth nakshatra from here? Lagna is 8. So start 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 nakshatra is ruled by Venus. Do you see that? And look at the exchange between Venus and Mercury. Do you see that? And this is also conjoining a debilitated planet. So what is the very... So Mercury is going to be a... So instead of Venus, we should be taking Mercury. What are the things... What is the club he'd like to belong to? Green movement? No? You sure? Something to do with preservation of planet Earth? That's right. He's very much into it. He's totally into the green thing, WWF. No? Lot of things related to all this. Okay, am I being understood? Here is a chart of someone who went mad. Can we quickly look at it? Oh, did he go mad? I'm not sure. Did he really go mad? Did he sort of abdicate from the throne?
Yeah.
He wasn't mad.
He wasn't mad. He was madly in love.
Yeah.
He was madly in love.
He married
her. Right. So can we see what's happening? Why did it happen? Can you explain to me? Why did marriage cause such a radical change in his life that he lost the throne? What connection is there between marriage and the throne? It's a serious matter. I mean, you get married and suddenly your job goes away, your country goes away, everything goes away, you are banished and you're hanging around some other country, nothing out there. And they just pension you off, kind of. And after some time, even that pension goes off. Though he kept on grumbling about it. That's the sad part. Really, they have everything and they are grumbling. Can we have look at this? Can you tell me which is the marriage nakshatra? Which is the lagna nakshatra? 21. Which is his marriage nakshatra? From lagna. Look, I'm looking at it from lagna. How does marriage affect me? I am seeing from lagna nakshatra. How is my wife and how is my in-laws family? I will see from moon nakshatra. Inward, me, my life, lagna nakshatra. Outward world, wife, children, all from moon nakshatra. Okay? Let's start. Lagna nakshatra is 21. Please, can you count 16 from here? So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, ninth nakshatra. Nakshatra number 9 is ruling marriage. Good. 9 or 8? Should it be 9 or 8? Can you count? 9, right? Good. Who is the lord of that nakshatra?
Mercury.
And how is Mercury in this chart?
Mercury is Manakara.
Excellent point. Good point, good point. Mercury is in Marankarak. I wanted to hear that. Means like dying. Mercury in 7th house is Marankarak. Are you aware of Marankarak?
No.
Marankarak is a certain placement of planets by which they can cause serious destruction in your life. The sun, I'll tell you the positions. You can make a quick note. Sun in the 12th house. Sun in the 12th house. Moon in the 8th. Mars in 7th. Mercury in the order. Mercury in the 4th or 7th. Jupiter in the 3rd house. That's good, Vijay. That's good. Venus in 6. Rahu in
9.
I miss Saturn. I don't know why I always do this. Saturn in Lagna. Rahu in
9.
And Ketu in 4. Don't miss Ketu. Okay? Now, whenever you see any of these positions, you need to know that sometime in life, if they are triggered, they can lead to terrible destruction. It's like a destruction trigger. Okay? You've got to be very careful with nakshatras. Remember, again, it is nakshatras who are lords, whose lords are in Marankarakstana. Because the trigger is in the head. Unless you pull the trigger from the head, you actually don't pull the trigger in your hand. Even if the gun is in your hand, you will not be able to pull the trigger unless the trigger in your head has been pressed. Okay? So this trigger of Mercury is related to marriage. As soon as he gets married, the Mercury trigger can go off. From where will I see living in foreign country or living in own country? What is the nakshatra number? We had done that. Number 12. So can we count 12 from Lagna? Lagna is 21, right? So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who is the lord of that? Mars. I see. How is Mars placed in this chart? In a water sign, Pisces, and it is taking a good beating from Rahu. Does this indicate living in a foreign country? Whenever a node conjoins the lord of Deshatara, it is likely that you will go to a foreign country. Whether you will go with joy or whether you will go with punishment will depend upon that situation out there. This is a punishment situation, Rahu and Mars. And who is giving the punishment? Which house is it in? Third house of younger brother. It's very interesting, you see. This Maran Karak is being triggered by Mercury, and then this punishment is coming as a part of that. This water trine.
Why didn't you take it from the moon itself?
Because I want to know what is happening with him, not what is coming from outside. Somebody may want, see, from the moon I can take it, I should take it from the moon also, to know how the world is seeing it. Does the world consider this good? How is it affecting his wife? For that I will take the moon and I will see the 16th nakshatra from here. His wife, his in-laws, what is happening over there. But I am more interested in him now. Then I can see from the moon and find out what's happening in the world. Why did he decide to stay with his wife and not keep the throne? Throne is from which nakshatra? Is there a link between marriage and the throne? Let's see. This is 21. So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 1, 2, 3. Any planets in the third nakshatra? Venus. So Venus is sitting on the throne. Venus sitting on the throne, is it good for him or is it bad for him?
Blocking.
I wanted to hear that. Thank you. Everybody will look at this Venus and say, wow, it is fantastic. You got the point. Whichever planet sits over there in the throne is going to block it. Especially if it is inimical to the lord of the nakshatra. Look at the lord of this nakshatra. What kind of a throne it is? It is called the throne of Bharani. The throne of Bharani is ruled by the sun. And how is Venus related to the sun? Venus causes the debility of the sun. The sun gets debilitated in the house of Venus. So his option was either the throne or this wife. Both is not possible. He chose Venus and he let go of the throne. Why? Because for Makar Lagna, Venus is what they love. Fifth house. Sun they don't like. Eighth house. So such a confrontation shouldn't have come. Do you think you did a good thing? You all want to be politically correct and not answer? Okay. That's exactly right. Look at Ram. Ram was faced with a similar dilemma. Your wife or your throne? Ram said, I do not keep the throne for myself. I look at the throne as the father of the citizens. So I will fulfill the obligation in the absence of my father. His wife went. What did he do? Exactly the opposite. I don't care about the citizens.
He became very, I think everybody thought that he'd been very diminished by making that choice.
Yes. Anyway, different people have different opinions, but this is, there is some arguments over here, there are some questions over here, but it's a very interesting chart because you can see how I'm using the nakshatras over there. And I've seen some questions I've put up over there. When you go through these slides and pages, we should have the Yahoo group or something opened up for them so that we can continue with this. You will have questions, I will answer them, and we'll continue as a nice group. More or less, as you can see, I have covered... You have a broad picture and a clear picture of the nakshatras. All the 27 of them. You also know how to study them from the moon and from the lagna nakshatras. You also know how to see the special nakshatras, which is important. Because they play a crucial role in your life, like marriage or your throne or God or things like that, you know. And the next is symbols of the nakshatras. That you will understand when you think more about it. You need to take some time out and reflect on the symbols. Nobody can really teach that. It's more about self-teaching, understanding what the tusk means. Now, there's a tusk. Think about it. Yes.
All of the nakshatras in the Rashi and from
Janmatara
to the Navamshan, what they're doing there?
That is the next step where we'll go into the padas and correlate the padas lords. Yeah, those are more advanced. We will do that. Subsequently, we'll be doing a lot more on many other things. But let us first get used to the language. Till now, in your mind, you only had 12 signs. Now you know that's not true. There's 27 signs out there. So, get used to the 27 signs and we will develop this further. But now at least you have a working tool in which you can pinpoint problems.
And we went through from mostly from the moon. But you can do it from the lagna.
You have...
It's important to do it from both.
No, there is a difference between the two also.
Yeah, there's a difference between the two. One is to do with how it is for yourself.
Just yourself.
Yeah.
What
the
you
other
think.
One is
the world around you.
So they're both just as important.
Totally, totally.
You have to look at both. It's very important.
You have to look at both, and you have to look at both independently, even if they are the same nakshatra. Do you see my point? In Krishna's nakshatra, I was taught, it is Rohini for Lagna, it is Rohini for the moon. When you see Rohini from Lagna, you have to remember that the moon is affecting the Lagna. Now, because the moon is the lord of Rohini, sitting in Rohini, it is better than some other planet sitting in the Lagna Nakshatra. Let us say somebody's Lagna Nakshatra was, let us say, Satabhishaj, like mine. And let us say my Lagna was also Satabhishaj. Would that be equally good? No, it will not. From the Lagna point of view, it is not good. From the moon point of view, it is nice. So here is a person who is living for the world, doesn't get for himself. A very spiritual person. That is why Vishnu avatars are defined by the placement of the moon on Lagna. You have that goodness of Vishnu. That thing to do for the world. Such a beautiful thing. But you have to see both. Okay? Are we good? You have any more questions, urgent? Fine. Yeah, sure, sure. There is a 28th nakshatra scheme that is more spiritual. If you master this one scheme, it should take care of most of the things you do. The charts, the things like that. 28th nakshatra is going more into Rajyotish, into the Sarvata Bhadra chakras and all those chakras. What do you do? How much time do you have when you see somebody's chart? You have an hour, 2 hours? Maybe 3-4 hours you spend before that and 1 or 2 hours after that? Most of you use Vimshottari Dasha. So, use this scheme. It works wonders. I mean, how many of you really know even the Saptarishis? The names of the Saptarishis. Forget using the Saptarishis scheme. So, obviously, what is the point in going into that when you haven't learned the language of that? And why should we go into learning multiple languages at the same time?
Let's learn. In the Yahoo group?
Let's learn the 27 nakshatra scheme first before we go into 27. Let's master one before we use that.
The nakshatra also aspect each other? Yes. The nakshatras aspect each other.
So we'll invite everyone to join the Yahoo group. Continue to study the nakshatras.
Okay, those of you that haven't emailed, received it from me, if you email Barbara at the BT Internet, then I can add you onto the list, and we've already got the list pretty much done.
But we need to have a separate kind of a Yahoo group or something where we can exchange
things. No, but I've already got everybody's emails, but there'll be one or two people that have
I'm separate. Oh,
okay.
Right. Yeah, we call it a nakshatra group, Baba nakshatra group. It's easy. Yeah.
So we're talking to Sanjay about when he can come again. There's a lot of issues involved with